What's up, everyone? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Radio. I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and today on the show, we got another talented model from the state of New York that will be sharing her story on the show. Welcome to Internet Hollywood, Taylor. I've been on a journey to unravel the stories from many talented new faces that have never been on the show before. But as I begin unraveling those stories, I first begin by asking everyone to give a brief introduction about themselves to give viewers a better understanding of who the person is I'm speaking with. So if you don't mind, could you explain to our readers who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Yeah, of course. Thanks again for having me. I'm from Long Island, New York. I am a former salesperson, podcast host, and as of a couple months ago, a new owner to a highly recognized and beloved salon.
Over there in Chester, Connecticut. That's a nice place out there, I heard.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been very happy here. I love the neighborhood out here. And, you know, all the opportunities have definitely been really great. So I've been loving it so far.
Yeah, and I excuse everybody if you hear a little breaking up. You know, we're working with the reception right now. The phone's been acting real crazy lately. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, bear with us. But anyway, I want to continue by stating how I love how incredibly diverse your Instagram page is. You really capture the journey of life in different settings and present them so well, almost as if it's in a vlog form. One of them will be the videos and photos you got on your travels to Europe, which is pretty awesome, by the way. This only leads me to believe that modeling is only the tip of the iceberg in your journey. So before we get a little deeper into that, what are some of the things besides modeling that you're interested in making a career out of?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny, believe it or not, the modeling has always been such a secondary thing for me. I've really just done it more as a hobby for the sake of just gaining my confidence back in a world of, you know, just where a lot of negativity can kind of take that away from a person. And, you know, it's been really helpful in just helping me kind of feel a little bit better about myself. But, you know, other things that I've really been enjoying aside from that would actually be my photography. When I went to Europe, that was the first time that I really actually rediscovered my love for photography since high school. And just being able to shoot really beautiful scenes that just, I know seeing the scenes themselves really don't do the photos justice, but oh my goodness, it is just so amazing to be able to be physically there and actually capture the moment. So seeing the positive reaction, you know, from just people seeing my shots out there, it made me feel a lot more encouraged to be able to explore that passion a little bit more.
I noticed that you said something about the salon and spa. If I'm correct, it's Rakisa Salon and Spa. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Hold on, sorry. I don't know why it's still breaking up here.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. So what's the name of the spa?
Rakisa Salon and Spa.
All right, cool. Could you fill us in on how that all started and what kind of services you offer there?
Yeah, so to clarify, I did not found Rakisa. Rakisa Salon and Spa has actually been a luxury Aveda concept spa since 1984. However, the owner was actually looking to make a transition and had sold the salon to me. We offer services, though, in hair care, skin care, nail care, and body care. So think of it more as like your self-care one-stop shop. I did, however, found the operating company with my father as a family business under the name of Nicole Jane, LLC. And my goal of Nicole Jane is to create more of a lifestyle and self-care-focused brand. And we do have expansions planned in the future that will have the Nicole Jane name going forward. The idea really started with the company around 5 years ago when I was first getting out of college. Originally, I had to kind of pay my dues first and gain my work experience, do everything that I needed to do to learn as much as I possibly can. And then from there, you know, that's kind of where I started shifting my efforts towards rediscovering what my passions were. In that point in time, you know, I took a chance by joining a multi-level marketing company with a hair and skincare company in 2019. I did that for a little bit under 2 years. But in doing that, I really fell in love with just like my posting on social media and engaging with others on my Instagram. And that's kind of where I realized that social media was becoming my passion. And, you know, at this point in time as well, this is kind of where I like to say that I believe in the art of divine timing, because last fall, I kind of found myself hating the job that I was at to the point where I felt like I really needed to find a way out. And at this point in time as well, Rakisa was actually officially listed for sale. So we immediately jumped on that and we were able to close within June of this year.
Wow. That's boss moves right there. People talk about some boss moves, but them some boss moves, man.
thank you. It's honestly felt so, so right, too. Like, everything about this opportunity has just been feeling great day after day after day. And, you know, of course, business ownership still comes with its challenges. But at the end of the day, I'm just so grateful for what I have at this point and how much more I know that I can make it going forward.
Yeah, I knew it was something awesome about you. All right. You're also a part of something called Journey to Self Podcast. Could you also fill us in on what that's about and where do we go to tune in and how do we go about doing that?
Oh my gosh, yes. So first of all, Journey to Self Podcast actually is streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else that you can get your streaming podcast. And Journey to Self is the name of my podcast that I had started sometime last summer. That podcast actually started because one day I randomly posted on a question box on my Instagram story. And all I really said was, if you could tell any story to the world, what kind of story would it be? Now, actually, believe it or not, I didn't have any real motives behind the question at the time. I kind of just wanted to see what people would say because it was just right at the peak of when my Instagram following started to grow. And I just really wanted to engage with people. This could have literally been like a story about like a fish traveling down like a gutter. I really don't know what it could have been. But to much of my surprise, I actually had a lot of really good responses that were really personal. And they just kind of came from just lessons that people had learned over the future and just, you know, how they kind of got to where they are now in that this point in their life. So I kind of just wanted to really dive into those stories and give people who would want to listen a safe space to be able to hear out those other people, learn from their experiences. And that actually goes back to a term that's listed with the American Psychological Association called narrative psychology. And the premise really of narrative psychology is essentially just that initial therapeutic relief that you feel after telling back, you know, your own stories. And the main goal ended up being with the podcast was just, again, to show how many different perspectives that people do have on life, why they have those certain perspectives, and just how good it feels to be able to really reflect on those moments and just kind of see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And you're going to, of course, have more obstacles come back along the way, but that's kind of what life is about at this point. In doing this podcast, it really kind of showed me that there truly is no stopping point to self-development because life is always going to keep going and we're always going to keep growing and we're going to keep changing and our perspectives are going to change just based off of the lessons that we learn. So, you know, I haven't shot an episode in a while. I only have 7 episodes out right now, but I really have been kind of itching to go back to that. I really loved being able to get to know other people and them allowing me to really have them share their stories. It felt great. It was so much fun.
Awesome. I also see you have a lot of love for pups. You actually made an Instagram page for your American Pit Bull, and he looks really playful and fun to be around. So giving us that glimpse of what it's like in your life beyond modeling, it's only interesting to imagine what other things you do as a hobby. So if there's any more, because you do a lot, so care to share what else there is to share about the hobbies that you do?
I do actually have a few other hobbies aside from taking care of my pup. But lately, you know, I actually took on the challenge of becoming a plant mom for the first time. So I've just been tending to my green thumb a little bit with some small flowers and succulents. Basils are my first herbs right now. So eventually I would love to make a space in my yard for like a whole veggie garden. And I also like to recycle used candles. Just because I want to get that unburnt wax out, and I will usually just like repurpose them, put them in some new containers, maybe throw in like some essential oils, you know, to make them smell nice. But I just like to know that I'm just being able to reuse the candles. So I do have those. And then I am a homeowner. So I actually have a lot of projects waiting to happen for my house, but I did just move in here. Luckily I have all the time in the world to tend to them, but I have so many plans for how I'm going to renovate my house. So those are other things that I have waiting for me as well.
Boss moves.
I got to keep busy.
Boss. You understand? Listen, listeners. Boss. All right, anyway. Are you currently working on any projects now that you would like everyone to know about?
Yes, actually. They all have to do with Rakisa. So we're actually working on our first phase of renovations for the spa now. We will be giving the building some nice updates in both aesthetics and then the equipment as well. So if you ever do want to follow Rikisa, the Instagram page, Rikisa Salon and Spa, you'll actually get to see them when they're done. So we like to, I want to make sure that I keep everybody focused, keep everyone up to date, really, on what's going on with the salon and what changes that we have coming up.
Remember what she said, y'all. Follow that ASAP. You understand? Follow that, please. Now, before we end this interview, who would you like to give a shout out to, and what is the best place for people to reach you if they would like to work with you and collaborate?
So the best place to reach out to me so we can collaborate is my Instagram at Taylor Says Hi. That's Taylor with two R's, Says Hi. And honestly, big shout out for my team at Rikisa for sticking with me through this transition. I really do hope that they continue to stick with me for many years to come, and just I hope that they can see the value that I look to bring to the spa. So, you know, I really, really appreciate them so much, because the transition has definitely been, a huge change for them just because of how long they've been with the same ownership. So, again, I appreciate them and the hard work that they do, and I want to make sure that they know that at all times.
And there you have it, man. And I like to appreciate this moment in time that I spent having this interview with you. You came, you're real humble and down to earth. And when I seen your page and checked out your work, you definitely were somebody that I felt I should definitely have on the show. And that's without a doubt. So I appreciate you, Taylor, calling in and giving us the inside scoop on not just all the stuff that you do, but who you are as a person. And I look forward to writing more news stories about you and connecting with you a lot more in the future. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you again for reaching out, and thank you again so much for having me. This was so nice talking to you.
Same with you.
All right. Thanks again, man. Have a great day.
You too.